Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On the 1st of October 2011, the London International Church of Christ are putting on a teaching day focused on the book of Hebrews, and I shall be presenting that. I'm looking forward to it very much, and I hope you can join us. It starts at 10 in the morning and finishes at 1 o'clock, and it will be at Bloomsbury Central Baptist Church down in central London. And in the build-up, as I'm preparing material, I'm throwing out a few Hebrews teasers, questions to wrestle with, think about, to get our brains ticking away in preparation for the teaching day. Today we're at Hebrews teaser number 6, which is from chapter 6. And it's the first 2-3 verses of the chapter. Let me read a bit to you, and then I've got a question for you. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God, instructions about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. So here is the writer saying, look, I don't want to go over this stuff again, these elementary teachings about Christ. We've got to get on to the mature stuff. We've got to not lay the same foundation. It's already been laid. And he talks about some particular issues here. I don't suppose they're meant to be an exhaustive, complete list, but he lays out some things that he expects his readers to think, yep, know that, yep, that's right, yep, know all about that, yep. They could tick these things off. First thing, repentance. Well, that's a common thing we talk about. Faith in God, yeah, talk about that a lot. Instructions about baptisms, yeah, we've talked about that a lot at church. Hang on a second, let's skip the next one. The resurrection of the dead, resurrection, yeah, eternal judgment. Okay, but the second phrase of verse 2, the laying on of hands. Now, what is that about? The laying on of hands. I've got two questions for you, really, connecting with that. Firstly, what is that about? What laying on of hands is he talking about? What is the foundational laying on of hands, elementary teaching of laying on of hands? And secondly, why is it important? So what is it, and why has he put it in there? Why is it elemental? Why is it foundational when you and I don't talk about it very much? And in fact, even in the Bible, there's not a lot about the laying on of hands. Is he talking about the receiving the miraculous Holy Spirit? A passage like Acts 8:17 comes to mind. Peter and John placed their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Is he talking about receiving gifts that aren't miraculous? 1 Timothy 4, do not neglect your gift, verse 14, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Is that what he's talking about? He's talking about healing in Acts chapter 9. Ananias goes to Paul and lays his hands on Paul. Is it about commissioning, as we see in Acts chapter 6, when the apostles lay hands on people? So what's going on there? Is it important for us these days? Or is it something that was particularly important to a Jewish set of Christians? So there's your question for Hebrews teaser number 6. What is the laying on of hands all about? And why is it important to the writer of this book? Well, have a think about that. Have a pray about it. Perhaps discuss it with your friends. And if you want to let me know what you think, I would be interested. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. You can find us on the ICC Missions website, the ICC Missions News Facebook page, and the Hebrews Teaching Day Facebook event, which I think you'll find if you have a search for it. Let me know what you think. The next podcast will be based on a question from Hebrews chapter 7. But until that next time, I hope you have a wonderful day. And God bless.